This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I had a couple more things to say about Thanksgiving, about their schools and what they've become. As I said, R.L. Dabney, as he looked at what was going to happen when we completely secularized education, instead of the government runs it, it's going to have to be secular education. He says, is that even possible? Is that possible to have secular education? He said, education is the nurture and the development of the whole man for the proper end. Its end is moral. He said, now you can educate somebody about how to use a hammer. Now you can teach art or you can teach skill. But he goes, that's not education. When the state says that they're going to educate you, what they're saying they're going to do is they're going to educate you with the goal of training you to be a citizen. They're talking about something that is inherently moral. And yet they're leaving morality out of it. Or are they? Or are they giving you their morality? You know, we have Pocahontas, as I pointed out. She said, you know, all you billionaires and all you small businesses, you didn't build that. We built that. The government built that. It was made possible. Everything you have is because government made it possible. We educated you. We built the infrastructure, which is now decaying and so forth. But we did all that. And so Pocahontas and her Democrat tribe want you to worship them. They want you to worship the government. As a matter of fact, we've got schools now, as I pointed out last week. We've got schools in Colorado where they've got them doing role-playing, teenagers doing role-playing of rape and anal sex, where they've got them reading poems by Allen Ginsberg, praising Moloch, the god of child sacrifice, in order to get economic reward. I mean, that's the tradition of Moloch. That's the religion. They're going to be taught something, right? Just a question of which religion you're going to be taught. Now, the people who founded this country, they had suffered persecution. They came here for one reason only. They wanted to live freely. They had fled to Holland. They'd lived there for a while. They had seen the moral corruption in Holland. They wanted to separate themselves. And they wanted to be self-sufficient. And they were planning to go to Virginia. That was the plan. The storms kept them from pushed them into Massachusetts. They tried to get out three different times. They kept getting pushed back into the same area. Finally, they said, well, I guess we're going to have to stay here. And because they had been headed to Virginia, they said, well, we don't have really any system of laws to set this up. So they created the Mayflower Compact. And that was the first time we had here in the United States a formal written law that was going to set up how society was going to be organized. But they weren't anarchists. You know, they wanted to have some kind of a formal legal system. And so they referred back to the Magna Carta, the rule of law that was established by the Magna Carta. And they established majority rule. And then they made some mistakes. As Bradford, and he wrote a very detailed diary, pointed out, he said, they started essentially having a common area. Everybody would work and, you know, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, essentially. A system of communism, and we've seen this repeated over and over again through for hundreds of years, you know, communism began back with the pilgrims, and they almost all starved to death until he gave everybody private lots, private property. And said, grow what you're going to eat. We saw it again in the 1800s, the middle of the 1800s. We had a lot of communities that were set up along a communitarian basis, along a communist basis, trying to do the same things. Many of them thought it was the Christian thing to do. But no, God set up the idea of private property. What does it mean to say, thou shalt not steal? If you don't have private property, that doesn't have any meaning, right? But these people, as they landed in Massachusetts, they met the Indians that were there. They met Squanto. That's an amazing story. If you've never read that story, Focus on the Family has a great story about that. But they saw God's providence there. And they saw it as an opportunity to share the wealth that they had been given. what they knew about a personal God with the people there. They weren't coming to enslave people, to kill people. They were coming to live freely and to share the greatest treasure they had. That's it. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that causes gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The most powerful and influential Jewish organization in the world, the ADL, or Anti-Defamation League, has come out and issued a public statement at their main conference calling for the arrest of the Big Six tech heads if they do not fully turn control of their company's moderation and content over to them. This is literal terrorism.
And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies, you already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our elections. You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again and you go to jail.
The ADL then goes further and calls for a purge of everyone who does not agree with them.
Insist on facts and purge these lies and conspiracies from their platforms.
Ladies and gentlemen, not even Hitler gave speeches this evil and this draconian. He just took over and then carried out the evil. Multinational corporations working with groups like the ADL have decided to brand any resistance to their takeover as anti-Semitic. This is so incredibly dangerous, and it's going to blow up in the face of those that are trying it. It's the ADL spokesperson that famously said, "Throw the Jew down the well so my country can be free."
Throw the Jew down the well.
Well, I simply say, uphold the Bill of Rights and Constitution and stand up to those that want to gag the people of the United States, just as the people of Europe and the UK have been silenced. This is the tyranny in our age. This is the threat. This is the authoritarianism.
Do it again and you go to jail.
Since when in history have we heard a powerful organization via their celebrity spokesperson say, if corporations don't do our exact bidding, we are going to have their directors arrested? If what you just heard isn't Hitlerian, nothing is.
It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous.
So the trick is very, very elementary. Convince everyone that there's a second Holocaust about to happen, and that there are Nazis under every table.
And then switch it to Alex Jones and Donald Trump and nationalists and conservatives.
On the internet, everything can appear equally legitimate. Breitbart resembles the BBC. The fictitious protocols of the Elders of Zion look as valid as an ADL report.
So the ADL is going to protect us from all these Nazis. And then we learn they're Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Breitbart, Stephen Miller, anybody that doesn't like George Soros that was an actual Nazi collaborator and said it was the best time of his life on 60 Minutes. This is dangerous. But it's more than just a power grab. It's also about money. Because the ADL is already paid hundreds of millions of dollars a year by big tech to run their moderation and the training of their censors. But Cohen says, that's not enough. You better spend unlimited amounts of money to stop what they deem as thought crime.
Now, in their defense, these social media companies have taken some steps to reduce hate and conspiracies on their platforms, but these steps have been mainly superficial.
The ADL teleprompter reader insults all of his viewers by claiming that big tech censorship, directed and captained by the ADL, has only been superficial. Hundreds of millions of accounts have been suspended. Anyone promoting Trump or nationalism or the Second Amendment has been banned. Thousands of people I know have lost their bank accounts at the ADL's direction. What did Hitler do in Nazi Germany in the early years? He took Jews' bank accounts away and wouldn't let them engage in commerce.
Voltaire was right when he said, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities."
Arrest people that don't submit. Purge the internet. This is what you hear out of megalomaniacs' mouths. And the stench of authoritarian danger is absolutely overwhelming.
This can't possibly be what the creators of the internet had in mind.
One of the few true things that Cohen said was that the internet wasn't supposed to be like this. It wasn't supposed to defeat the globalists. It wasn't supposed to empower humanity. It was supposed to control and surveil and track everyone and bind everyone into this authoritarian system. But instead, it has been used to expose corruption to a great extent. And so now they're playing a game of catch-up in an attempt to tap down on the resistance worldwide. And the power structure is in a full-bore panic. And their attempt to crush dissent is only going to increase it. But InfoWars is a main target of these organizations because we want to bring everyone together, like Martin Luther King did, and promote a true Western Renaissance culture of freedom based around the principles that our republic was founded with. And that's why the forces of evil want to shut us down. That's why it's more important than ever that any viewer or listener understand this is a quest to be able to get information out to the people so they can make decisions for themselves. You'll find our censored videos, articles, and more at band.video and infowars.com/show. Without you spreading those articles and those videos, we are not going to be able to reach new people during this incredible time. And the forces of authoritarian globalism are going to win. But if you continue to take action with your incredible word of mouth, we are going to win this fight together. Please take action. I want to thank you and salute you all.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off the Ultimate Bone Broth. 50% off DNA Force Plus. This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition that can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, you've got Matt Bracken for the rest of the hour. That was a terrific video that that Alex was previewing there at the top of the hour, because this is an information war, and you guys that are tuned in today, you're on the front line. And this is not just happening in America, it's happening all around the world. And it's not just the globalists that are trying to stifle free speech under the guise of banning hate speech, which means opinions that they don't agree with. There's a synergy or a synthesis going on with Islamization, which is seeing the end of free speech beginning primarily in Europe. Of course, it's already gone in the Middle East. But in Europe, free speech is being banned under the guise of stopping the incitement of hatred. So even if you say things that are truthful about Muhammad or the Quran, you can be hauled in front of a court and fined or even jailed for telling the truth, because Muslims don't like it. There's a concept called Islamic slander. And when we come back, I'm going to have a special guest for the rest of the hour, and we're going to discuss how this is happening in Europe and what it means to the rest of the country or the rest of the world, and really coming to America in the future. It's going to be the next thing, banning free speech under the guise of banning hate speech and not offending Muslims. Those are the twin tracks of the end of freedom of speech in America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And my guest for the rest of the hour, some people have compared her to a female Forrest Gump. She was the daughter of an Austrian diplomat, or is the daughter of an Austrian diplomat, but she grew up learning English in America, so she spent some of her middle school years in the States, so she speaks perfect English. But she also lived in, get this, Iran before and during the revolution, Iraq, Kuwait, when Saddam Hussein's army invaded, and in fact she was one of the hostages and got out in one of those convoys. She was in Libya during 9/11, and she's been back in Austria during the 2000s. Well, growing up as a female in the Middle East, living, you know, side by side with Sharia, of course she had some diplomatic protection. But as a diplomatic kid, you know, you still go to all kinds of different schools and you're exposed to the local culture. And she didn't like what she saw in terms of being a woman in a Sharia country. When she came back to Austria, she was horrified to see that her country was already bending towards Sharia. And she began in the mid-2000s giving private seminars to people on the dangers of what she saw as, you know, creeping Islamization in her country and in Europe. At one of these private seminars, you know, these weren't public on the street. This is like a house party seminar. Somebody claimed or wrote down that she had said something about Muhammad, namely that he was a pedophile, because Muhammad had slept with his favorite wife of his many wives, Aisha, whom he had married when he was in his 50s and she was 6, and then quote-unquote consummated the marriage at 9. She was brought up on hate speech laws in Austria, you know, spent, you know, years in and out of court over this, and was convicted. And the conviction was based on the fact that Muhammad didn't only sleep with Aisha when she was 9, but continued to sleep with her until she was a teenager. Therefore, he couldn't be a pedophile. I mean, it can hardly make this stuff up. The point is, there is no free speech in Islam. And in Austria and in Europe, the concept of free speech that we have in America, it doesn't exist at all. And the European bureaucrats and politicians are more afraid already of their Muslim minorities than they are concerned about preserving freedom. So they're more worried about inciting the anger of the Muslims than they are of their own people losing their freedom. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on a woman named Elizabeth Sabinich Wolf. She has shared the dais with people like Diana West, Robert Spencer, Claire Lopez, Stephen Coughlin, Alan West, all of these counter-jihad, heavy hitters. Well, she is one of the counter-jihad heavy hitters herself. So, Elizabeth, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. It's an honor to be with you. And you've named some of my very favorite people, and they are personal heroes of mine.
Yeah, I haven't met them, but I've read a lot of their books, and I do check their websites. Gates of Vienna, Vlad Tepes blog, Pam Geller's website, Robert Spencer's Jihad Watch, all of them. They're very important. And it's notable that some of these people, like Pam Geller and Robert Spencer, they're not even allowed to travel, for example, to Britain anymore. You can be a returning ISIS terrorist. You're welcome with open arms. But the counter-jihad heroes are not even allowed in Europe.
How true, how true. And it's really a sad situation. It's very depressing, and it's frightening. And honestly, I don't even know if I'm allowed into the United Kingdom. I haven't tried, and I'm not really sure if I want to, but one of these days I'll probably give it a try just to give it a try and see what happens.
Well, I have your book on Kindle, so I can't hold it up, but a book about your experience. There you go. You have a book about your experiences, and it's called The Truth is No Defense. And it was just published, wasn't it?
It was published a week and a half ago, and it looks quite good in terms of sales. But of course, you know, I want as many people as possible to read about what can happen to you in just, you know, a few days. And if you're not careful what you say, and this means you have to self-censor here in Europe, which I do every single day, and I tell my daughter to self-censor when she's in school. But also in the United States, you have something called prior restraint, which is certainly not compatible with the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
And, you know, if we kind of dodged a bullet in the fact that Hillary Clinton was not elected president, because she was, as Secretary of State, and I think it's number 822, but she was supporting a UN resolution which was proposed by people have never heard of, the second biggest group of nations on the planet is something called the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, 57 nations. You know, that's what, remember Obama said, I've been to almost all 57 states. I think it was a Freudian slip. Because the OIC is the 57 Muslim nations, and they're like the 500-pound gorilla in the zoo because they have so much clout, because those 57 countries are like a mailed fist, you know, going into a bowl of Jell-O. And they've been promoting this concept anti-blasphemy laws, which would be formalizing what happened to you in Austria, that you do not have the freedom of speech. Because in the Islamic concept of blasphemy and slander, the truth is no defense, as your book said. It's whatever angers
Absolutely.
Muslims, that's what slander.
It's that which a Muslim will or might dislike, no matter the content or whether or not it's truth. So my book called The Truth is No Defense is exactly what happened to me. It's the story of how European or Western nations start using Sharia laws without even knowing that they are using them. They will never, of course, never say or agree or admit that this is the Islamic concept of slander that they applied to my court, you know, in my court case. But this is exactly what happened. And just to remind you, you were looking for the UN resolution. It was called Resolution 1618. And right. If that had been implemented, the First Amendment would have been torn to shreds, basically.
Right. And the Muslims will say, well, we're not only trying to protect protect Islam, we'll also make it illegal to do things like make art with the Bible. But nobody in the Christian country has been asking for this. This is strictly a way for Islam to avoid any criticism of primarily the pedophile prophet. When we come back after the break, we're going to continue this discussion. Stand by.
spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Yeah, I'm back with Elizabeth Sabadish Wolf, who is one of my counter-jihad heroines. She is literally on the front line of the counter-jihad, living in occupied Austria. I noted that recently there's even a statue of Jan Sobieski that was going to be gifted, and Austria wouldn't take it. You know, the the Sharia dhimmi status seems to be underway. And if this UN resolution ever passes 1816, which makes blasphemy laws global and universal, don't be surprised if this passes, because the tech giants that Alex was talking about in the video near the top of the hour, they'd be happy to support this. You know, the totalitarians of the left and the totalitarians of Islam, some people call it the Red-Green Alliance, they're both happy to cooperate when it comes to crushing free speech, because free speech in most of the world is the only pillar that they of freedom that they really have. At least in the United States, uniquely probably in the world, we not only have the First Amendment, we have the Second Amendment. So if they tried to actually take away the First Amendment, they might come up with against the Second Amendment in a very hard way. But that solution is not available in Europe. In Europe, you see videos coming out of Holland, for example, of native kids just being beaten by gangs of refugees, immigrants, what do you want to call them? And there's no recourse. All the native Europeans can do is stare out of a window, maybe make a recording on their smartphone, and if they post it to the internet, the police will come around and accuse them of inciting of violence or inciting hatred or posting a video of a crime that they saw. Well, Elizabeth Sabinich Wolf, she's not just a witness. She's actually, you know, a participant in this entire process of Islamization. So, Elizabeth, I'm sorry. Go ahead and let's talk about where your case is now and what's happening going forward with your case in Austria.
Well, the case is over. The case is now completely over. There's no legal recourse for me. Once the European Court of Human Rights decides and refuses the final appeal, there's absolutely nothing I can do. It's now over and done with, and we have to, all of us in Europe, have to accept that the law system, the justice system, has succumbed to Sharia law, which is very sad. But there's nothing I can do anymore. It's over and done with. What I can do, and what I've set my sights on, is to come to America as often as I can, as often as my family permits me to do so, and to warn Americans about Americans are about to lose their First Amendment. And this must not happen, because the First Amendment is the gold standard of freedom of speech, or freedom in general, on this planet. So it is my duty, I believe, to warn Americans, to rally Americans, to let them know that we in Europe are looking to our American brothers and sisters, and we're hoping that one day America will restore freedom of speech in the Western Judeo-Christian world.
When you go on the internet, are you able to access websites like Jihad Watch and the Gates of Vienna?
Yes, I can. I have no problems at all.
Do you think that you're monitored, or do you think you're on some kind of a watch list now?
Yes, so, absolutely. So I've always been on a watch list.
So you have to watch what you would post on social media.
I don't use social media at all.
Okay, because even like sharing a cartoon or a meme or, you know, an article, that's too risky?
No, won't do that.
Because even if you're sharing it, then I guess it seems legally that you are promulgating an idea, and that's verboten.
Been there, done that. No.
Wow, but this is a shame, because you know it was I think 14 years ago that the cartoon controversy erupted, and we saw that it was followed by what was called the Days of Rage in the Islamic world, where these cartoons were added to with other cartoons that were not part of the newspaper publishing of a few Muhammad cartoons. And this led to people being killed, burned, riots, arson attacks where people were murdered. And I understand now that in Norway, there has been, about 2 weeks ago, a Koran burning, which the police tried to prevent, even though there is no longer a blasphemy law in Norway. The police tried to prevent it, also citing, incitement to violence and things like that. So essentially, anything that makes Muslims angry enough to go berserk and turn violent, it's now considered that the people of, for example, exercising their right to buy a book and do what they like with it, it's no longer permitted. And nobody wants to see violence. But I think it's an important lesson in the West that once you surrender your rights, it's just a question of the next. Only halal meat slaughter and hijabs and then burqas on passports and driver licenses and in public places. And step by step, Sharia is coming. I mean, in most European countries, the most popular and most common boy's name is now Muhammad. So looking forward 15 or 20 years, I think most of these countries are going to have a hard time ever resisting Sharia. I mean, that's
well, we're
gloomy,
not going
but
to, we're not doing it now. It's not since we're not resisting Sharia right now. How are we going to resist it in 20 years when our population will have been decimated dramatically? Just to give you an example, I mean, I have one daughter. My next door neighbors are refugees from Iraq. Four daughters and a fifth, a boy on his way. Now, this is, I mean, what else should we discuss? I mean, it's basically over, given that the demographics are changing so rapidly. And, as long as we have fewer, European babies, native European babies, and more non-European babies, no matter what we do, we're going to lose, be it in 20 years, be it in 30 years, it doesn't really matter. It's probably going to be in my lifetime, and certainly in my daughter's lifetime, and that is very frightening, especially because we could have stopped this a few years ago, but now we've reached the point of no return, so we can't stop it anymore. And if we do stop it, I'm afraid going to be very violent, which is something that I do not want. But what I've been fearful of all along.
When we come back, I want to talk about a concept called hybrid vigor, which I'll leave that as a mystery for now. But Americans who look at Europe and say, that's their problem. Who cares? So they were chicken. They surrendered. They didn't resist. They didn't have a First and Second Amendment. They didn't fight back. Americans who look at Europe and say, it's not my problem, it doesn't concern me, you have to look at Europe as the giant canary in the coal mine. Europe is just a decade or so ahead of America. That's the only difference. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about why an Islamicized Europe would be so dangerous to the rest of the world. It wouldn't just be like Islam that we understand in places like Morocco or Egypt. It would be an entirely new beast. And when we come back after the break, I want to discuss this concept of hybrid vigor and what it means to the entire world.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
My last novel that I finished about 2 years ago, it takes place between Ireland and Morocco, and it's a rescue novel. But the twist at the end is that everything that I describe in the novel actually happened in history. Every single event, all of the characters, they actually happened during the Barbary era, you know, in the 1600s and 1700s. When Islam is weak, which it was most of this century, we tend to disregard it. But when Europe is weak and Islam is strong, they break out. And the difference this time is it's not just pirates raiding on the high seas or making raids like into Ireland or France or Italy or even Iceland, which they did. Now there's a much worse dynamic because traitors within the gates of Europe who actually really hate Western civilization, they're allowing this invasion to happen because they think it will help to break the back of Western Judeo-Christian civilization. They don't realize, these socialists don't realize, in the end, like many others, they'll wind up Islamicized themselves. You know, for 1,400 years, Islam has defeated adjoining countries that were richer, stronger, smarter, and basically mocked these, you know, cruel desert savages. But you come back a century later, and guess what? The cruel desert savages won. You know, when the Mongols invaded the Crimea, they defeated militarily. They defeated the Arabs, the Muslims that were there. You come back a century later, the Mongols are Islamic. So it's a very devious strategy appealing to the worst urges of men. Women have nothing to do with it. Sort of promising men like a deal with the devil. You can have multiple wives. You can beat them, divorce them. You know, you can rape women who aren't Muslims freely. It's a horrible, to me, very satanic and diabolic cult. And it has spread successfully for 1,400 years. And something, when I was researching this book, my counter-jihad novel, I didn't realize that when the invasion of Spain happened, it wasn't the desert Arabs that invaded Spain. It was the very strong, powerful Berbers of Morocco who had recently been Islamicized. So the scrawny desert Arabs that invaded across North Africa conquered Morocco, one valley, one mountain, one tribe at a time. And when they had the entire country, this very strong, powerful, newly rejuvenated with that Berber blood, that's who invaded Spain. When the Turks would raid into the Balkans, they actually kidnapped children. It was like part of their tax to take the strongest young men and the prettiest young girls back to Turkey. They actually called them the Janissary Corps, and they were very smart, strong, you know, and their best soldiers. Well, if Islam succeeds in completely putting Europe under Sharia, they're not going to be scrawny desert Arabs. They're going to be big, strong Swedes and Germans, but fully fanatically Islamic. So don't think that it's going to be, you know, something we don't have to worry about, because the new Islamicized Europe, they're going to have the rocket scientists and the, you know, the ordnance engineers. They're not going to be weak, pitiful, puny little scrawny things. They're going to be powerful and strong and have the fanaticism of the convert. So that's my worry, is not only, you know, that Europeans are going to lose their freedom, but an Islamic Europe is going to be a very dangerous powerhouse in terms of its fanaticism and its new population. They're going to be something to behold. And I hate to sound depressing, but at least I'm not living there like Elizabeth. So I don't know what the future holds for your children, but it's very worrisome to me.
Yes, Matt, it worries me every single day. But don't think that I will leave my country. I've been asked many, many times, well, why don't you emigrate to the United States? You know, you could do so much good over here, and we'd love to have you. And you know, it is, you know, it's worth thinking about, especially given that I do know the language and I do know the Constitution, so I guess the citizenship test wouldn't be too much of a challenge for me. But honestly, I love my country, and I will not leave my country to these people wanting to take over the country and wanting it for themselves. And given that my husband is in the Austrian army, there's absolutely no possibility for us to leave Austria. And you know, Katie Hopkins did a very good documentary about the white farmers in South Africa, and those farmers told her in the documentary that they also wouldn't leave the country, and that they will die. Standing in their boots, defending their land and their country. And that is exactly what I intend to do as well.
But what can be done politically? Is there any chance of electing? I know in Germany there's the AfD party. Is there anything like that in Austria?
No, no.
Is the media controlled?
The media is totally controlled. There's no quote-unquote opposition media at all. The opposition is completely silenced. We have no way of voicing our opinions now that the Austrian Freedom Party is basically, it's disintegrated, it doesn't exist anymore. We even have no party to vote for, so I'm not politically represented in Austria. And you know what happens when people are no longer feel represented. They usually, and we know that from history, you know, it usually leads to some sort of revolution, or maybe even worse than that, but usually bloodshed. I certainly won't do that, but go ahead.
What do you feel or hear from the younger generation? Because if I was in my teens or 20s, and I was an Austrian, you know, young man or young woman, I would be very terrified, and I would probably be forming some kind of tribal or gang relationship just to be able to, you know, it's not happening.
There's there's no resistance of any sort anywhere in Europe. I mean, you know what happened with the English Defense League, that it was infiltrated and basically destroyed, and there's no opposition, neither political nor coming directly from the people themselves. The Austrian youth are more concerned about climate change and skipping school on Fridays to protest climate change than anything else. Unfortunately, I can't tell you anything. I can't give you any better news than that, because we can't even have clandestine meetings anywhere. There's nothing, honestly. And people don't believe me when I tell them that when I'm in the U.S. There is no opposition. People are giving in. It seems like the situation, it must have been like that in the 1930s. The Austrian is very complacent. The Austrian doesn't really do anything until it's too late. And remember also that the Austrians were at the forefront of persecution among the high-ranking Nazis during Hitler's regime here in Austria. And that's exactly what I fear is going to happen again. This is just in our DNA, apparently.
Wow, that's pretty depressing, but as long as some people are staying to fight. So there's no Tommy Robinson, it's just Elizabeth Sabadich Wolf. That's it.
And even she has been silenced, Matt. Even I've been silenced. I no longer do any sort of public speaking anywhere in Europe. I've been silenced. I just, you know, I feel like I've done my share here in Europe. I've done everything I could, and I think now it's time for others to take over.
Well, if you can, folks watching this, you can buy her book on Amazon, and that's one way of supporting her. And you know, you can get my books too, great Christmas gifts. And if you get them straight from me, from my post office, you don't have to give half the money to Jeff Bezos. And
if I may step in, Matt, if people get in touch with me, I can direct them to my manager, and they can also skip Matt Bezos.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.